A theater company in Beverly is defending itself against accusations that it whitewashed a famous musical. The North Shore Music Theater is standing by its decision to cast white actors for the leading roles of its upcoming production of Evita. As WBUR arts reporter Maria Garcia explains, the debate reveals complex questions about art and representation.
It doesn't matter what those morons say. Our nation's leaders are a feeble crew.
That's Patti LuPone in 1979, starring in the original Broadway production of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Evita. LuPone is white, playing Argentinian First Lady Eva Perón.
Well, I mean, Laurence Olivier played Othello. I don't think you would cast a white man in that role right now.
New York-based actor and activist Lauren Villegas founded an organization called Am I Right, which aims to increase the casting of people of color in major theatrical roles.
We need to do better now. We need to make up for the fact that for so long, people of color did not get to tell their own stories.
Now Villegas is calling for a boycott of the North Shore Music Theater's production of Evita.
Well, I get a little aggravated, I won't lie to you, because number one, I never even thought about that type of casting.
That's North Shore's owner and president Bill Haney. He says his theater takes a colorblind approach to casting, not considering ethnicity, only merit. Unless the show calls for a specific kind of character, like in Miss Saigon or Dreamgirls.
If it's a dance show, which Evita is, they dance it, they have to sing it, they have to act it. Those are the three most important things.
Again, activist Lauren Villegas.
I think that that's really disingenuous. I don't think that anybody is colorblind in real life, in everyday life, and so I don't think that it's realistic to believe their assertion that they can be colorblind when they're doing their job or when they're in an audition room.
The controversy highlights a persistent issue in the theater world. People of color have a harder time landing major roles, even the few written for them. A recent study by Actors Equity, the nationwide actors union, found that more than 70% of leading musical roles went to white actors, while only about 8% went to African-American ones. Only about 2% of such roles went to Latino and Asian actors.
I kept my promise, don't keep your distance.
Still, Evita is a complicated show to cast for reasons having to do with the ethnicity of the real-life people who formed the basis of the musical's characters. Here's Diego Arciniegas, senior lecturer in the Theater Studies Department at Wellesley College and a Latino actor.
In the case of North Shore, it seems to me that they're employing what would be called race-appropriate, because something that some folks may not be aware of is that the folks, specifically the central characters in Evita Perón and Juan Perón and Che Guevara, were ethnically pretty European.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Yes, Eva Perón was ethnically white, as are many Latinos, just as there are Afro-Latinos. But being Latino or Latina is about being part of a culture, not a race, says Villegas. Haney says for him, the distinction makes no difference at casting, because he can't ask an actor about ethnicity.
You can't do that. You can't say, what nationality, what are you, you know, what religion are you?
That's why it falls on white actors to turn down roles made for underrepresented people, says actor and activist Villegas. She says the theater world should be aware of race, not blind to it.
We are aware of how these actors appear on stage and what they bring with them, because their bodies are not invisible. Their bodies carry weight. Their bodies carry lived experiences. Their bodies carry our shared cultural history of appropriation and oppression.
Arciniegas agrees actors of color should have more access, but is wary of placing too many limits on casting based on ethnicity.
The other side of the equation is, does that mean that you have to be the thing you are portraying as a performer? And at what point does that break down?
It's a question the art world still grapples with. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.